From that time, Jesus started to preach to these Gentiles in Galilee.
我们可以看到这张图啊，你在上面的话可以看到加利利地啊，加百农。
Based on this map, we can see the names of Galilee and Capernaum.
耶稣在传道的时候，他说了：“天国近了，你们应该要悔改。”
Jesus sent the message say, "Repent, because the kingdom of heaven is near."
他并且呼召了第一批门徒安德烈、雅各和约翰。
He called his first batch of disciples, Andrew and James and John.
他走遍了加利利，在会堂里教训人，然后呢传天国的福音，医病和赶鬼。
He went through all the place and teach the message and cure the sickness and cast out the demons.
那有很多人从加利利地、迪加波利、耶路撒冷、犹大、犹太地和约旦河外来跟从他。
There are large crowds of people from those Galilee and the Decapolis and Jerusalem, Judea and all regions outside Jordan River.
他也同时开始教训了门徒。
The same time, he started to teach disciples.
他要门徒知道他对天国子民的期望是什么。
He wanted the disciples to know what's the expectation of the kingdom of heaven.
我们在经文中我们可以看到天国是以祝福为开头的。
In the scripture, and we know that the kingdom of heaven is the starting point of his blessings.
一般人认为福气是来自财富、名利，或是免于忧伤，或是受人尊敬等等。
Lots of people believe that good fortune came from the wealth and the fame, the fortune and respect of others.
但是耶稣的教训却不一样。
The teaching of Jesus is different.
他要门徒经历一个很奇特的领域，去得到这个祝福。
He wants disciples to experience the special realm to receive the blessings.
这三上的宝训的福是主耶稣教导我们何谓真正的福。
The Beatitude and the Sermon of the Mount are the true blessings that Jesus wants us to know.
我们在几个月前读过这段经文。
A few months ago we read this scripture.
当时我们只讲了头四个福。
We talk about the first four blessings.
先让我们来复习这四个福以后，那我们再进入后四个福。
Let us review the first of four blessings first, then we can go on, take a look at the rest of four.
在希腊原文中，福是专指从神而来的。
In the Greek scripture, the blessings actually is specifically from God.
不是自己努力得来的。
Those are not you can earn by your effort.
这个福是心中一种平静安稳自我满足的喜乐。
These blessings are the joy which is calm, tranquil, and peaceful.
它完全不受世上任何事物的影响。
These are not influenced by the worldly affairs.
这跟我们世上所谓的福是不一样的。
This is definitely different from the blessings or the fortune in the world.
耶稣所说的福是从心里面的福。
The blessings Jesus mentioned is an internal blessing.
也是永远的福。
It's an everlasting blessing.
我们再从经文里面看到耶稣所招的门徒是犹太人。
Based on scriptures, the first disciples Jesus called upon are Jew or Jewish.
犹太人期望的天国是以色列国。
The Jews, in Jews' mind, the kingdom of heaven is the kingdom of Israel.
它是由弥赛亚来统治，是一种地上国度的观念。
It's ruled by Messiah. It is actually the concept still on earth.
世界上的国家都是有人来掌权的。
All the countries in the world are controlled by humans.
自从亚当犯罪以后，人与神隔绝了。
After Adam commit sins, and man and God were separated.
人都是以自我为中心的。
Lots of people are self-centered. We are all self-centered.
我们现在看看世上的每一个国家的运作，都脱不了以自我为中心这个性质。
The governing of the countries actually is also in the same pattern, which is self-centered.
价值观、安全感、归属感，都是从这个自我中心出来的。
The sense of value and of security, also the sense of belongings, all part of the self-centered.
因此我们世上的混乱就没有停止过。
That's the reason the chaos of this world has never stopped.
但是耶稣所说的天国是指神的国。
However, the kingdom of heaven mentioned by Jesus is the kingdom of God.
是由神掌权的国，不是人掌权的国。
It's ruled by God, not by men.
在路加福音17章20节到21节。
Luke chapter 17, verse 20 to 21.
提到了法利赛人问耶稣说天国是什么时候来到。
The Pharisees asked Jesus, when will the kingdom of heaven come?
耶稣回答他们神的国就在你们心里。
Jesus replied that the kingdom of God is in your midst.
耶稣向他们表明了天国已来到我们的当中。
Jesus actually, told them that the kingdom of heaven has already, come to us.
他是在基督里借着圣灵进入到我们心中。
It is through Jesus, it's through Christ, with the Spirit come into our heart.
神已经在我们心中掌权。
God,rules in our heart.
他同时也供应我们的需要。
The same time God provides.
这也是讲到我们与神的连结。
This is the communion between us and God.
耶稣开始教导门徒领悟天国的特性。
Jesus started to teach the disciples to understand what is the kingdom of heaven.
他的目的是把门徒的眼睛从地上带到天上去。
The purpose is to guide the focus of the disciples from the earth to the heaven.
在这段经文中，耶稣也提到八福。
In this scripture, Jesus talked about the eight beatitudes.
在第一个和第八个后面都提到一句话，天国是他们的。
The first and the last blessing all mentioned the kingdom of heaven are theirs.
整个八福的中心主题就是天国。
The focus of the eight blessings is the kingdom of heaven.
也就是说天国的本身就是福。
That is say the kingdom of heaven itself are blessings.
这个福是以神为中心的生命。
This blessings is the life with the God as the center.
由神来掌管和供应。
God rules and provides.
得以享受神的一切的丰富。
So we can enjoy the richness of God.
那天国呢，是由信神的人把它彰显出来。
The kingdom of heaven can be revealed by those who believe in God.
如果每个基督徒都能生活在生活中彰显出神的丰富，也就是天国的性质，那么天国的实体就能在地上显现了出来。
The kingdom itself can be revealed on earth if every Christian can reveal God's abundance and in our lives.
在下面一个 slide 里面呢，我们提到有一个门徒之道，我们上一次讲的是从心开始。
The next slide we talk about that to receive the blessings is started from God.
它的前面的四个福当中讲到了基础跟态度。
The first four blessings talk about the basics and attitude.
那这个基础是我们从虚心开始。
And the base started with we have a humble heart.
接下来哀痛、温柔、饥渴慕义是我们的态度。
All those attitudes are which are the sadness and the meekness and all originated from the basics.
接下来我们请弟兄姊妹们再读这段第三节到第六节。
Let's read it together the verse 3 to 6.
那我们一起来读。
Let's read together.
行，虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。哀痛的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰。温柔的人有福了，因为他们必承受地土。好，好，谢谢，谢谢。虚心的人是指邻里贫穷的人。
For those poor in spirit and which we using this, we used here.
感觉自己内心有很大的需要。
They feel that there is a great need in the heart.
而这个需要却没有办法从世上的事物当中得到满足。
This need cannot be fulfilled through those worldly things.
这个需要只有靠神来填补。
This need actually can be fulfilled by God.
在耶稣的门徒当中，有位叫马太。
There was a disciple called Matthew.
他的工作是当时提罗马帝国做税吏。
He's a tax collector of the Roman Empire.
这个税吏是被犹太人所轻视的一群人。
Tax collectors were those despised by Jews.
马太呢明白他自己的罪使他没有朋友。
Matthew understood that he had no friends due to his sins.
他也没有幸福快乐的感觉。
No feelings of happiness.
罪使他与神隔绝了。
The sin has separated him from God.
他的心灵空虚就像死了一般。
His heart is empty as a dead man.
他领悟到唯有耶稣才能填满他心灵中的空洞。
He realized that only Jesus can fill the emptiness of him.
因此当耶稣呼召他的时候他就采取行动。
Thus, when Jesus called on him, he took action.
这个行动就是跟随了耶稣。
The action was to follow Jesus.
耶稣说他来是来召罪人的。
Jesus said, he came to call the sinners.
罪人知道自己得罪神了。
The sinners know that they committed sins against God.
当一个人知道自己的罪，感觉这个罪得罪了神，这就是邻里贫穷的意思。
When a person realizes his or her own sins and the sin was against God, that means he is poor in spirit.
这种人在神面前。是个谦卑的人。
This type of person actually is humble in front of God.
他的生活是以神为中心，渴慕寻求他，与他亲近。
His life will be God-centered and crave to seek Him and be close to Him.
他凡事都信靠顺服神。
Everything rely on God.
虽然他有的时候不明了神的心意。
Although sometimes don't really understand the God's will,
但是他相信神的带领和供应，在任何情况下都保持与神正常的关系，凡事以神为中心。
Yeah, everything has been put around God and trust in God's guidance and provision.
耶稣说这样的人会得到天国子民的身份。
Jesus said, this type person will get the identity of the kingdom heaven's citizenship.
这样的人会得到神的接纳。
Will be accepted by God.
邻里贫穷的人会为自己的犯罪感到失败跟悲伤。
Those poor in spirit sometimes will feel sad for their own sins.
并且这个悲伤会显露在外面。
This sadness sometime will be revealed, on the appearance.
他自己会意识到罪所造成不但对他自己也对别人造成伤害。
He realized that the sin, can hurt not only himself, but also to others.
在约翰一书一章第一，约翰一书的第一章第七节到第九节提到，当我们因为犯罪来到神面前，承认我们的过错，神借着耶稣的宝血洗净我们一切的罪，使我们不再恐惧。
For first John, the chapter, first chapter, and verse 7-9, when we came in front of God for our sins, to confess for our wrongdoings, through God's precious blood can clean our sins, so we will not be fear anymore.
因着我们不再恐惧，我们得着了安慰。
Through that, we will be comforted.
我们也会为一些世上的因罪产生的不公不义，我们深深的感到悲伤。
Sometimes we might be, our heart will be saddened by those unfairness, unrighteousness of this world.
有时候这些不公不义的事会伤害我们。
Sometimes those unrighteousness things may hurt ourselves.
使我们感到悲伤而愤愤不平。
So we'll feel sad, we'll feel angry.
心中因而产生那些苦毒。
We may also feel bitterness.
主耶稣来了，他带来了安慰。
Jesus came, brought the comfortness to us.
甚至怀抱我们，给我们力量，和我们一起面对承担。
Also embrace us and strengthen ourselves and help us to face the challenges.
所以在基督里面哀痛的人，必得到神的安慰。
What's in the scripture, and those who mourn will be comforted.
在基督里面，温柔的意思是在神面前不坚持自己。
Actually, for those who are meek is they do not insist by themselves.
这不是世人所认为的软弱。
This is not the weakness. According to the general public,
主耶稣放弃他自己的意愿和顺服天父的意思。
The Lord Jesus let go of his own will, but obey the will of our Lord.
他被钉在十字架上。
He was crucified.
借着他的宝血赦免了我们的罪。
And pardoned our sins through his precious blood.
这就是主耶稣的温柔中所产生的力量。
That's the power which originated from the meekness of Lord Jesus.
神拣选了并重用了亚伯拉罕、摩西、彼得和保罗。
Lord has chosen Abraham, Moses, Peter and Paul.
他们为主侍奉的能力是从对神的温柔而来。
Their capabilities to serve the Lord are from God.
不是因为他们有多大的恩赐。
That's not because of their own gift.
而是因为他们有温柔的心。
It is because they have a meek heart.
他们愿意来神来管制，使他们能够与神亲密的同行。
They are willing to let God to be to control and so they can walk closely with God.
那温柔的人是有一颗安稳的心。
For those meek people have a peaceful heart.
他受着圣灵的带领，能够忍耐等候，不走在神的前面。
They patiently waiting for God's guidance and they do not go ahead in front of God.
你借着圣灵的帮助来控制自己的情绪，凡事遇到事情不浮躁。
They won't be so anxious and control their emotions with the Spirit's help.
他总是带着感恩的心，心中充满了喜乐。
Always have a grateful heart with lots of joys.
态度温和谦卑。 凡事看别人比自己强。
With a nice humble attitude and admit others are stronger than themselves.
他同时也能够乐于帮助人，不求回报。
Also, very willing to help and do not ask for payback.
一个人在神面前如果有谦卑，有个谦卑痛悔的心的时候，他就不会以世上的丰富为满足。
For those who, if they have a humble heart, they will not be just satisfied with the worldly things.
他的心灵是饥渴的。
His heart is hungry.
他渴望从神来满，得来满足，渴望在思想上、言语上、行为上都能合乎神的要求。
He craved for God, not only through the thought and the speech and the behaviors.
并且能够跟神建立正常跟紧密的关系。
The same time can have a healthy and a close relationship with God.
更进一步的盼望公义能在这个世上显现出来。
And also, long for that righteousness can be revealed through this world.
这种心情就像在饥饿和口渴的时候，你急着找食物跟水喝。
That type of attitude or the craveness is like those who are hungry and thirsty looking for waters and food.
那神如何让我们得到这个满足呢？
How can Lord let us be satisfied?
别忘了我们有圣经。
Keep in mind that we have Bibles.
它是神的话。
Those are God's words.
神的各样属性、启示、教训和应许都在圣经里。
God's all kinds of characteristics and revelation, teachings and promise all in the Bible.
圣经需要用心来读它的。
We need to use the heart to read the Bible.
用心读才会体会什么叫满足。
Only if we can use our heart to read, we can understand what is the satisfaction.
你用心读，你就会感到神的话是这样的甜美。
If we use our heart to read, and we can realize how sweet are God's words.
就像在提摩太后书三章十六到十七节说的。
It's also like in the second Timothy and chapter third.
那我们一起来读。
I read together.
圣经都是神所默示的。
God breathed.
于教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益的，叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。耶稣告诉我们要想得到从神而来的祝福，必须从心里做起。
God told us that if we want to get His blessings, we must start it from our hearts.
也就是从悔改开始。
We start from repentance.
心改变了，才会有哀痛、温柔和饥渴慕义的态度。
If we change our heart, we will have an attitude of mourning and meekness and the craving for the righteousness.
接下来我们要看看下面后面四个福。
Now we continue to take a look at the four rest blessings.
先我们来读第七节。
Let's read the verse 7.
连续的人有福了，因为他们必蒙连续。好，谢谢，读到一节就够了，谢谢。这一节就够，谢谢。
One verse, please.
连续是含有宽恕、原谅、仁慈的意思。
Mercy actually has the meaning of forgiveness and be nice.
基督徒因着主耶稣的宝血，我们可以罪得赦免，使我们与神和好，这就是神对我们的连续。
That is God's mercy for us because we were pardoned and we were reconciled with God through the precious blood of Jesus.
因为神先连续了我们。
Because God have mercy on us.
我们才懂得去连续对自己不好，甚至我们认为不值得去爱的人。
Thus we can understand that we should be merciful for those who, what we feel, mistreat us or are not worth our mercifulness, people.
在马太十八章二十一到三十五节有这样一段叙述。
Matthew chapter 18 in the verse 21 to 35, there is a description.
彼得问耶稣，如果有弟兄得罪了他，他需要饶恕这个弟兄几次呢？
Peter asked Jesus how many times he should forgive his brother.
彼得认为七次就够了。
Peter thought seven times is very generous.
可是耶稣说应该是七十个七次。
But Jesus said it's 70 times seven times.
接下来耶稣说了一个比喻。
Followed by that, Jesus gave a parable.
他说天国好像一个王要和他的仆人算账。
He said the kingdom of heaven is like a king want to settle the account with his servant.
这个王连续欠他一千万两银子的仆人免了他的债，释放了他。
The king had mercy for the servant who owed him a thousand silvers and get rid of his debt, set him free.
那个仆人出来遇见欠他十两银子的同伴，就掐住他的喉咙要他还债。
When the servant was set free, he met one of his colleagues who owed him 10 silvers.
甚至把这个人下在监里面。
He choked him and asked for his money back and eventually put this guy in the prison.
主人听了大怒，就把这个恶仆交给掌刑的，只等到他还清他所有的债。
When Master the King heard this story, was very angry, and he sent the servant and put him in prison until he can pay back all the debt.
因为这个仆人他不连续他的同伴。
The reason he treated this servant harshly because this servant did not treat his colleagues nicely.
所以主耶稣说，你们个人若不从心里饶恕你们的弟兄，我天父也要这样待你们。
That's the reason Lord Jesus said, and if you do not forgive your brothers from your heart, my Father in heaven will treat you like that as well.
我再用另一段叙述来讨论这个连续。
I would like to use another story to talk about the mercy.
是大家很熟悉浪子回头的比喻。
This is a parable regarding the lost son came back.
它是记载在路加福音中。
This is written in Luke.
在故事中的小儿子不珍惜父亲所分给他的产业。
In that story, the youngest son did not cherish the properties given by the father.
就像我们不珍惜神的恩典一样。
Just like we do not cherish the grace of the Lord.
他把父亲的爱踩在脚下面。
He stamped the love of father.
他任意浪费，最后呢，自己狼狈不堪的回到父家。
He squandered all of that and eventually came back home no money to his name.
父亲看见这个儿子全身脏臭。
The father saw the son was dirty.
有的时候我们想想基督徒也会这样全身脏臭。
Sometime we think about that Christians might be also get dirty.
因为他恋慕的罪而又不肯回头认罪。
Because crave for sins and we do not want to confess.
把自己搞成像基督徒也不是，非基督徒也不是。
So we turn to be, we don't look like a Christian and we also do not look like a non-Christian.
就像这个小儿子，明明是一个尊贵的儿子，
just like this youngest son. He was a holy son.
却把自己搞成像乞丐一样。
But he made himself like a homeless.
当他回到家，父亲就动了慈心，连续他。
When he came back, the father had mercy on him.
这个父亲跑去抱住他的颈项，连连与他亲嘴。
He ran to hug him and kiss him.
这是一个连续一位不值得去爱的人的最佳的例子。
This is a best example for to have a mercy on those who are not worthy of love.
我们的四卷福音书中，你看，耶稣所有的服事都是以连续为出发点。
In those four books, gospel books, all the service of Jesus start from mercy.
他是我们学习最好的榜样。
He is our best example.
在腓立比书二章五节说，你们当以耶稣基督的心为心。
In Philemon chapter 2, verse 5, it said, you should have the mindset of Jesus Christ.
基督的心是有神的爱。
God's heart has God's love.
你唯有借着神的爱，我们才能去爱那些对我们不好，甚至不值得去爱的人。
Only through God's love that we have the capability to love those who mistreated us.
好，接下来我们来看下面一个福，是第八节，请我们读第八节。
Let's look at the verse 8.
第八节，清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。好，谢谢。再来看马太福音六章二十一到二十四节。
Let's also take a look at Matthew chapter 6, verse 21 to 24.
那我们一起来读。
Let's read together.
因为你的财宝在哪里，
is,
你的心也在哪里。
Also,
眼睛就是身上的灯。
The body,
你的眼睛若
很
嘹亮，全身就光明。
Light,
你的眼睛若很光
，healthy,
全身就黑暗。
The whole body full of darkness,
你里头的光若黑暗，
the light within you is darkness,
那黑暗是
很大。How great is that darkness?
一个人不能侍奉两个主，
no、masters,
不是二者。
Either you will hate the one,
就是重
者 love the other,
亲那个。
Or you will be
你们不能又侍奉神，
one,
又侍奉法门。好，谢谢。耶稣很明白地指出，在神面前有双重心思的人是没有办法侍奉神的。
Jesus clearly pointed out for those one who serve two masters cannot serve the Lord.
神的儿女是依靠颗纯洁的心来专心仰望神。
God's children rely on pure heart to focus on God.
在希伯来书十二章十四节说了，要追求圣洁，非圣洁没有人能见主。
In Hebrew chapter 12, Jesus said, for those one without holiness, no one will see the Lord.
如果我们有专心仰望神的心，就能成为圣洁。
If we have a heart which will focus on God, we will be pure.
神允许这样的人必能见到他。
God promised for those people can see him.
天使也向主耶稣肉身的母亲玛利亚显现过。
When angel revealed themselves to the mother of Lord Jesus, Mary.
天使向玛利亚说，她要从圣灵怀孕生子，给她起名叫耶稣。
The angels told Mary that she will give birth to a son called Jesus with a virgin body.
玛利亚感到困惑。
Mary was baffled.
她内心里面也感到惊愕和惧怕。
He was also shocked and very afraid.
她惧怕别人的口舌，约瑟的信赖。
He was afraid others' talks and He afraid of the trust of Joseph.
因为这关系到他们夫妻之间的关系。
This is very important to their relationship between the husband and wife.
相信这些念头都曾掠过他的玛利亚的脑海里面。
we sure that those thoughts has been came to his mind, her mind.
但最后他仍然就回单纯的回应天使说：“我是主的使女，情愿照你的话成就在我身上。”
In the end, he simply replied to the angels, say, "I am the servant of the Lord, and may your word be fulfilled."
以神的旨意为先，相信神的应许，以一颗单纯的心专心仰望神。
So put God's will as the first, and believe in God's promise with a simple heart. Focus our Lord.
接下来我们再谈下面一个福，我们再读一起来读第九节。
Let's read the next blessings.
使人和睦的人有福了，因为他们必称为神的儿子。
Children of God.
我们刚才讲了，耶稣来到世上就是使人与神和好，使人与人和好。
We talk about that Jesus came to the world. The purpose is to let the reconciliation between man and God and man and man.
我们知道，只要有罪和自私在人心中，就会有战争。
We know that there will be always wars and fights.If there is a sins and a selfishness,
这个战争存在人与人之间，甚至国与国之间。
The war exists among men and among countries.
人类只有与神和好了，才会有永远的和平。
Only if the humans reconcile with God, that will result in everlasting peace.
因为在以弗所书说到，如今我们在基督里，便可以借着耶稣的宝血亲近神，这样我们就可以打破种族、性别、社会阶层和文化的障碍。
In Ephesians, that only if we are in Christ, that we can be closer through the precious blood of Jesus Christ. In this way.We can break all those barriers among the race and different sex and different caste classes and the cultures.
使人和睦的人是个能够带领别人与神和好的人。
The peacemaker is a person that can lead us to reconcile with God.
当我们看到周围的人有内心的挣扎，外在的冲突。心灵的需要的时候
When we see the people around us, sometimes they struggles and they had a conflict, the need in the heart.
你愿意努力地将福音传给他们，使他们与神和好吗？
Are you willing to spread the gospel to them and so they can reconcile with our Lord?
在台湾有位很有名的歌星，他年纪跟我差不多。
In Taiwan, there is a famous singer, a similar age as Jeffrey.
他的父亲在我母亲年轻的时候，在我母亲年轻的时候，也是一个很有名的歌星。
His father was also a very famous singer when Jeffrey's mom still young.
他父亲在他十几岁的时候便离弃了他母亲跟三个男孩，另外去娶了别人。
Actually, his father deserted the mother and the three boys when he was only about 10 years old and married someone else.
可以想而知当时这个母亲跟三个小孩子的心情。
We can imagine that how difficult, how hard is those mother and the three boys?
这位离异的母亲呢，几年后信了主。
After divorce, a few years, the mother believed in Lord.
这三个孩子因为母亲要养家糊口，所以她没有办法照顾他们，很周到。
Actually, the three kids, the mother kind of worked too hard to take care of their three kids.
这位歌星虽然后来以一首《一只小雨伞》红遍歌坛，
This singer was very famed with a song called A Little Umbrella.
他年轻的才十几岁就出人头地了，可惜生活很混乱，婚姻也不正常，染上许多坏的习惯。
He gained the celebrity status only when he was in a teenager or young man's age, but he had a very chaotic life and strange marriage and gained a lot of bad habits.
但他母亲从来没有间断为这三个孩子祷告。
However, the mother continuously prayed for the three kids.
最后不但三个孩子都信了主，这位歌星还原谅了他的父亲。
At the end, not only the three kids believed in Jesus Christ, the singer also forgiven his father.
这位歌星转过来向离弃他的父亲传福音。
And, actually, he also teach the Gospels to his father who discarded them.
他父亲最父亲最后也接受了主，也向母亲认错，母亲也原谅他父亲。
So the singer, the father, eventually accepted Jesus and admitted his wrongdoing to the mother, and his mother forgiving his father as well.
在他父亲呢病逝前呢，全家人彼此认罪悔改。
Before the passway of his father, the whole family repented to each other.
是原来四分五裂的一个大家族，借着神的怜悯和宽恕，彼此和睦。
So that's a repentance and reunited a broken family through Lord's mercy and forgiveness.
这三个孩子前几年还开了几次的布道歌唱大会。
The three kids also have a big, big concert for preaching gospels.
And 这就是神使人和睦的一个活例子。
This is a real example that God helps to help the reconciliation of man.
接下来我们来读第十节到第十二节，是我们下面的一个副。
Let's read the verse 10 to 12.
好，一起来。为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。人若因我辱骂你们、逼迫你们、捏造各样坏话毁谤你们，你们就福了。应当欢喜快乐，因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的。在你们以前的先知，人也是这样逼迫他。好，我们刚才所讲的这些，都是指向天国子民的这个品格。
What we talk about is previously all the virtues of the children of kingdom of heaven.
这种品格不是用金钱可以买来，也不是用好行为能够来换取。
These virtues cannot be bought with money and also cannot be gained with the good deeds.
这是神所赐给他儿女的好福气。
This is the blessings God given his children.
最后一个福是大家都不喜欢听的，为义受逼迫。
The last blessings is actually we do not like to hear.
耶稣很明白地告诉门徒，天国子民一定会为神的道受苦，这是一定会发生，而且没有办法避免。
Jesus clearly told the disciples that the children of kingdom heaven.Will be persecuted because on God's word, and this is an inevitable.
什么是为义受逼迫呢？
What is persecuted for the righteousness?
就是为耶稣的名受逼迫。
That is being persecuted with the name of Jesus.
我们前面所说的这些品格，就是耶稣的品格。
We just talk about the virtues, actually those are the virtues of Jesus.
如果一个基督徒想在世上把耶稣的品格表达出来，你一定会受逼迫。
If a Christian in today's world want to reveal or express the virtues of Jesus, you will be persecuted.
在初代教会的基督徒中，有人为了福音被丢给狮子吃，有人被抓进监狱，被火烧，被钉十字架。
See, all kinds of persecutions happened during the earlier church times. Christians has been thrown in the lion's den and put into prison and burdened by fire, crucified.
这是在肉体上的逼迫。
Those are our persecution of the body.
当我们在生活中更多的逼迫是非肉体，是灵与魂的逼迫。
In our life, there are many persecutions that's non-flesh related. Those are the persecution of a spirit and a soul.
例如当我们在公共场合中做泄愤祷告所招来的议论。
For example, if we give thanks in the public for our food and the conversations attracted.
承认自己是基督徒所招来的不满、嘲笑、羞辱或是谩骂。
So we may be ridiculed and humiliated if we admit that we are Christians.
耶稣告诉他的门徒，他们也会受逼迫。
Jesus told his disciples that they will be persecuted.
因为他们的主人就是指耶稣自己会受逼迫，他的门徒当然也不会被放过。
Because their masters, Jesus himself will be persecuted. Of course, same to his disciples.
如果我们跟随主一辈子却从来没有受过逼迫，那我们倒是要以为奇怪了。
If we follow our Lord for our lifetime, never been persecuted, that's a very strange thing.
我们得反省是否活出主要我们活出的生命出来。
We should rethink ourselves that do we have a life that the Lord want us to live?
耶稣说为义受逼迫应当欢喜快乐，因为在天上的赏赐是大的。
Jesus said we should be rejoiced and be glad when we were persecuted because the reward from heaven is great.
这什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
我们可以从两方面来看。
We can look at it from two aspects.
第一方面，我们就像旧约的先知一样，在永恒的国度里是有份。
First, we are just like those prophets in the Old Testament that we have a part in the eternal kingdom.
在马太十七章里面的叙述了主在彼得、雅各和约翰面前变的形象。
The Matthew chapter 17 and it's talk about that the Lord was transfigured in front of Peter, James and John.
那个时候摩西和以利亚也在现场和耶稣说话。
That time Moses and Elijah was also present talk to Jesus.
摩西和以利亚在结束世上的生命千年以后又再次出现了。
The reappearance of Moses and Elijah after their death on the earth 1,000 years later.
虽然他们肉体死了，但是他们仍然活在神的国度里。
Although their body were gone, but they still live in the kingdom of God.
摩西是神所重用的，他在世上被以色列人误会了、反叛了、毁谤了。他甚至因为压力而发了脾气，得罪了神，而不能进迦南地。
Moses was carefully chosen by our Lord. When he was alive, he has been misunderstood by his own people and betrayed, be defamed. Sometimes he was upset, angry, and he committed sins.
他当时真的是很苦。但是他的苦神纪念他。
It was very bitter for Moses. However, our Lord remembered his bitterness.
这苦所换来的代价是天上永恒的荣耀。
All those hardships, and in exchange, God has awarded his eternal glory.
再说以利亚，他是个先知。
Let's talk about Elijah. He was a prophet.
神赐给他很大能力，他杀了很多异教徒的先知。
God granted his power, and he killed many prophets of other heresies.
他当时被那个以色列王亚哈的王后耶洗别追杀的时候，心里痛苦，想求死。
That time when he was persecuted by the Ahaz, the queen of Jezebel, and he was very painful. He wanted to die.
上帝让我们看见他两位先知呢，都为义受苦，但是他们现在享受着神国里永远的福气与荣耀。
God has led these two prophets to know that they has been persecuted and they were very hard, but now actually they enjoy their glories in the kingdom of heaven.
我们将来讲的天国，我们将来在天国就是这样，现在为义受苦还是很值得。
Actually, it is really worth to be persecuted for righteousness because we will exchange for the glory in heaven.
不论是以后还是现在，这记住我们讲，对不起，我们讲第二方面。不论是以后还是现在，我们有神的同在，我们就在天上。
For the second aspect, not only now and in the future, we have God be with us.
在使徒行传里面呢，记载了保罗三次布道旅行，他曾经被下在监里，被棍打，被嘲笑，被毁谤，被囚在罗马的监狱里，最后为主殉道。
In Acts, it's recorded that the three journeys of Paul, that he had been put into prison, been beaten, been ridiculed, defamed, be trapped, and eventually he died for the Lord.
在这苦难的过程中，圣经记载他心里充满喜乐，不但自己喜乐，还教导别人要喜乐。
In those very difficult journey, and the Bible documented that not only he was joyful himself, and he also teach others to rejoice.
他深深知道他的侍奉不是在地上的侍奉，而是在天上的。
He understood that his service is not for those who are on earth, but for the service is for those who are in heaven.
他在监狱里面也没有停止侍奉。
He never stopped his service even in prison.
写信给他曾经去过的教会，用真道教导信徒，并且激励他们持守真道。
He wrote to those churches that he has been there before, and teach those believers and encourage them to follow the true message of the Lord.
在苦难中经历了圣灵的同在和充满以后，你不但可以经历这个又真又活的神，别人看见了，也会将荣耀归给神。
So during the hardships. And if we experience the existence being present of the Spirit and the richfulness, and we can also reveal that the real God is with us. And this, when we show to others, actually, the glory belongs to our God.
弟兄姊妹们，门徒是从虚心开始的。
Brothers, sisters, getting blessings start from our heart.
虚心的人才肯受教。
Those poor in spirit are willing to be taught.
神要人注重内心，不只注重外表。
God wants us to focus to our heart and not to these appearances.
你要保在箴言四四篇第四篇第二三节。
In the proverb in the chapter 4 verse 23,
他说你要保守你的心胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效是由心发出的。
It's said, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it.
唯有从内心发出来的才是真的。
Those are from the flows from the heart are real.
假的可以混过一时，但是最终还是站立不住。
The fake stuff might be get by for a time, but they cannot stand to the time.
如果我们没办法感觉到基督在我们生命中，这就是属灵的死亡。
If we cannot feel that Christ is in our heart, actually, that's the death of the spirit.
你的属灵的死亡就对神没有回应。
So our personal spirit, the death of personal spirit is not responding to God.
属天的生命必须要不断地在靠信靠顺服当中成长。
A heavenly life,must continue and trust and rely on and obey.
我这边有一个图表，是讲到外在表现、内心追求、属灵的状况。
Here is a table, talk about the what's revealed, outside appearance and internal pursuit and the condition of belonging spirit.
我们现在让弟兄姊妹想想看，我们在哪一种状况？
Brothers, sisters, we can take a look where we are based on this table.
也许我们很多的时候是在内心有信心追求，但是我们外在却还没有表现出来。
Sometimes we may pursue in our heart, but we haven't revealed that outside.
但是借着神的恩典，我们不断在他面前认罪悔改。我们的外在表现就会慢慢的出来。
Through our repent and with God's help, we can gradually reveal from outside.
在三个星期前，我和家人到芝加哥的活水教会参加他们的主日崇拜。
Three weeks ago, my family and I went to visit the Living Water Church in Chicago.
这教会的网站里面列出了聚会的七种形态。
The website of the church listed seven patterns of a church.
这些形态和我们的心有绝对的关系。
Those patterns have a very good correlation with our heart.
我们自己是属哪一型的人呢？
So what kind of what type of people are we?
自己和神的关系又是如何呢？
So what is our relationship with God?
我们常常说以心灵与诚实来敬拜神。
We always say we would like to worship God with our heart and honesty.
但我们是否真的带着敬畏的心来到神面前？
Do we really have a respectful heart in front come to our Lord?
是否真的看重神的同在？
Do we really focus emphasize on God's existence?
你如果真的看重神的话，就不会迟到早退，不但不会迟到，我们会提早到达聚会的地方。
If we really emphasize our being spirit God with us, we won't being late and left earlier, and not only we won't be late for the worship, we actually will get there earlier.
我们会先安静我们的心，默祷，预备我们的心朝见神。
We actually will prepare our heart, and we pray in silence and get our heart to to meet our Lord.
为受逼迫是会受苦。
Persecuted for righteousness is hard.
受苦是要付大代价的。
There is a price to pay.
进天国的路也是要付代价。
There is also a price to pay on the journey to the kingdom of heaven.
你想得到神的祝福, 就必须在信心的基础上面, 信靠顺服神的带领。
If we want to get God's blessings, we must rely and obey God's guidance with confidence.
我们对世上的事业, 学业和生活都会想到我必须努力才会有收获。
For all those the studies, our professions, our life, we on earth, we know that we must work hard, then we can get the result.
同样的道理, 我们对属灵的事, 更不能偷懒。
The same truth, that we cannot be lazy for those our spiritual pursuit.
让我们时时提醒我们自己, 门徒之道, 由心开始, 并且顺靠, 顺服。
We must remind ourselves that the journey of receiving blessings start from our heart, and we need trust and obey.
让我们去低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
父神，我们感谢赞美你。
Father, we thank you and praise you.
你在这段时间当中来提醒我们。
During this period of time, you came to remind us.
请你来鉴察我们的心思意念。
So please help us to check our heart, our thoughts.
请你让圣灵来带领弟兄姊妹们有一颗顺服的心。
Praise that Spirit can, the guidance of the Spirit for our brothers and sisters, we have a heart.
我们确信你所教导我们的是让我们蒙福。
So we believe that your teaching is to teach us to get blessings.
求你时时刻刻在生活当中与我们同行。
We pray that you being with us every moment during our daily life.
我们感谢赞美你。
We thank you and praise you.
祷告是奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
We 回应诗歌是第五十首。